Hey everyone, this is B on Dot Paw Podcast. Stuff about stuff. Well, it's party time here at Dot Paw HQ. We hit 1,000 downloads this week. Hootie hoo! I was amazed when I got they do those updates every year that I had. Like 750,000, whatever that number was, I forget now. Last year, and kind of forgot about I just do these, I roll these out. You know, I have fun doing this. I hope you have fun listening to them. And then, boom, I get that from Buzzsprout, who hosts my podcast and make my podcast available to the galaxy. So, yeah, 1,000. And I just wanted to say thank y'all so much, everybody listening, people that will listen in the future, unborn listeners, the cat community, peace out. I started this when I was living in Southern California, missing my friends in Texas. To say, hey, what are y'all doing? And I would have conversations with them, and we talked about stuff and then other stuff. I think it was the Unknown Podcast is what I was going by back then. I did have .paul.net and .paul.com up as websites when people used to do that back in the day, and I had a blog on .paul, is it com or net? I think it was a net. And the geeks shall inherit the earth or something like that, that me and Josh and Vernon and Sarah would post stuff to that we found, during our week perusal of the internet back then in the 90s. And early 2000s. That'd probably be the early 2000s. Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. And I just wanted to stay in touch, and I wanted to introduce them to, Ed and Brandon, and, cross-pollinate, Texas and California. And that worked. People were friends, friendships were made, and people still talk to this day. And I think it's cool. And then obviously I've talked about this in other podcasts and stuff that, I came back and me and Vernon were talking. It's like, hey, dude, let's, every other week, so like twice a month, let's co-host a podcast. Because he had ideas, I had ideas, two completely different personalities. So we put our minds together to start that. One of the first things I did was found Buzzsprout, and me and Vernon started doing some test stuff since we did not record, which I wish we would have recorded, buying equipment, headsets and stuff, and how are we going to do this, and at the time I was still had a Zencastr account, but then I found Buzzsprout and I liked it better, for a few reasons. And, so we switched then, and then me and Vernon, so you can hear, the UFO talk, the ghost, I recorded both those when I was in, Southern California with the Texans. And then, Working Man right after that was after I came back, many years after I came back, me and Vernon just trying to get our equipment to work right. And then we had planned to move forward with every other week, co-hosting, the Unknown Podcast. Then things changed. Vernon got sick and things changed. And here we are today in 2024. I picked it up again. That was last year. And when we got the news that Vernon had passed, and that made me sad, but I went, I'm even if I speak to you now, I'm staring at a stack of hard drives. I am one of those guys. I give my machines away, you know, as I go from 286 to 386 to 486 to whatever 86 now. And but I keep the hard drives. Those are mine. That's, you know, and then I have a device that I can hook up and I can read the hard drives. And so I found the UFO one that we did with Buzzsprout, and I put it through the Mac Mini M2 that I bought, GarageBand, and cleaned that up as much as I could. And then Ed reported sometime later after I put that online that, yeah, so I tried to clean it up some more, but I just think some of those connections were just not good. You know, it's a lot of different people connecting in a lot of different ways. You know, there was ADSL lines, there was a satellite involved in with Josh. Josh had a uplink because, you know, he's out on his farm. And, you know, and then just what used to be called cable modems back in the day. So, you know, I tried to clean that up as much as possible last year, and Ghost is not as bad. And then me and Vernon's Working Man, it's bittersweet. I love hearing it, but that was that. It was over. So I decided last year, you know, I'm going to interview Ed and Brandon and anyone else that will talk to me. You know, my friend Zach. And we're going to talk about cars. We're going to talk about beer. James, we're going to talk about beer. You know, I'll talk to anybody about anything. Welding, geometry, which are two things I know nothing about. But that's the great thing. You learn when you speak to people. And it's good to have people to learn from. Then you talk about your own experiences. And so that's what I've just continued to do. If you look through, I guess you call it a catalog now, you see anything from AI to cats, you know, from UFOs to resentment. You know, I have thoughts and I write them down and I use the internet and, now lately, AI or LLMs, large language modeling, to help me write my script. And, you know, I'm probably more wrong than right, but these are my ideas, my thoughts. And apparently, 1,000 people thought it was cool, or 1,000 downloads. I'm surprised. You know, I'm at .Paul1 on X, .Paul podcast on Facebook. I have a .Paul group. It's kind of me and a couple other people, and I just throw screenshots and stuff in there because I don't want to lose things. Because I try to screenshot everything. I try to for prosperity, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much for the 1,000 downloads and the ideas coming in mainly through X. I appreciate it. And the DMs, I read a couple of them a couple episodes back, and I'm going to do that again. I'm not going to make that a weekly thing like Letterman did, but I'm going to from time to time. I need to let them pile up a little bit, and I'll read them. Some of them are hilarious. Some of them not so much. But you know, if I can read them, I know everyone doesn't agree with me. I know everyone is not who they say they are on X. So your old buddy B is not going to give someone else a platform. Oh, he mentioned me on his dumbass podcast. You know, I'm not going to do that. So that's not going to happen, fellas and ladies and chipmunks. So yeah, it was cool to get 1,000 downloads and just me saying thank you, appreciate you. I do have a couple of topics that have come in that I have put on my calendar to talk about. I try to do these on Saturday or Sunday after, you know, not working on Saturday or Sunday. Some days I just want to sit on the couch and veg, and then other times I'll come in here into DotPaul HQ and I'll record one. It's not that hard, but I do have a life like y'all all do, and this is a diversion from that, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you continue to download and listen. Spotify, Google, Apple, blah, 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 whoever, podcasting index has me, and they roll me out to like 50 platforms every week. It's pretty cool. Who sees me? And, I can't answer in another language, okay? I can barely speak English. If you want me to engage you in your native tongue, it's just not going to happen because I'm not that guy. I'm not a linguist, you know. Pocket Cast, Listen Notes, Deezer. Apparently, there's a lot of people on Deezer. The Index, Amazon Music. Everybody's on Amazon Music, it seems like. Podcast Addict. True Fans. Every once in a while, I'll just see a sporadic jumping of True Fans. Listen Notes, Player FM, Spotify's the biggest one. I'm a Spotify person, and I like their service a lot. Keep listening and keep telling people about me, if you will. If you want to repost something, that's fine. You have my permission. I know a lot of people don't do that because some podcasters they're protective, and I get that. There's no copyright here. You know, this is B, and we're buddies, and we're talking. If you want to tell another buddy about B and what B said about something, and that buddy wants to listen and go, meh, or go cool, then you can do it. Repost the post. You reposter, you. And that is not delicious water. That is a delicious light beer. I'm celebrating the 1,000 downloads of DotPaul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. So that was it, everybody. That's kind of my simple little rant this morning, today, this afternoon, middle of the night. You're driving, you're flying, you're scuba diving. I don't know. Everybody's got their own thing. So if you like, iced tea, you like something else, you like some light beer, you like regular beer, you're into the craft, you're into the mega swill, as we used to call it back in my day of brewing. Cool. That's nothing wrong with that. Here's to you. I'm holding the beer up, and no, I'm not on, Rumble Studio doing this, because I'm waiting for a better camera to come in. I decided to get the camera because I looked at that. Not only does my hair look terrible, it's just a bad picture. But that is my laptop. I have one of those ThinkPad Carbon X1s. This is Generation 7. It's about, let's see, when was that? It's about 5 years old now. It's a good notebook. I like it. You know, and it's got the Windows 11 on it. Yeah, I upgraded. Okay. It's just like Windows 10. They're all the same. They moved some things around, and there was no upgrade price or fee or anything. Just they check your machine, go, yeah, you have the CPU, yeah, blah 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 blah, whatever Microsoft wants you to have. So anyway, I'm going to get a better camera, and we'll see if that looks better. And if so, I'm going to try to continue here with the audio podcast. This will always be here, but I'll probably have once a month a video podcast, and my hair won't look that crazy, or will it? You may have to tune in to see. Got a lot of comments about that, and I'm sorry, and I'm not. That was a test. That's why it says Rumble Studio Test 1. I think you get the gist that I'm saying thank you for the 1,000 downloads. So everybody out there in Dot Paul land, have a good one, and remember, accelerate with confidence.